Today is the last great day that we celebrate after the Feast of Tabernacles. Both the first day of the Feast of Tabernacles and today are highly sacred Sabbaths that we keep because they mark us as God's people. We bear witness to the world by following the true God of Israel and his Son, Jesus Christ, and obeying his revealed commandments, which include the holy feast days. This served as an introduction to remind us once again of these important facts at the end of this festival. And so the title of my sermonette today is God's Church at the End of Days. First, I quote all passages from the New King James Bible. The Apostle Peter wrote in 1 Peter 4, verse 7, but the end of all things is at hand. If we look at the past year, from the last Feast of Tabernacles up to the present day, but especially at the entire year 2020, can we see the truth of these words? Would we all agree completely with these words now, today? And have we seen how quickly this world can change in the meantime? So, what do we conclude from this? What is our reaction? And what exactly should we do now? Let us look at what our Lord Jesus Christ told us about this. In Mark 16, verse 15, we read together. Mark 16, verse 15. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. But he also continued to say, and we read this in Matthew 24, verse 32 till 33. Matthew 24, 32 to 33 says, now learn this parable from the fig tree. When its branch has already become tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So you also, when you see all these things, know that he is near at the doors. These are, of course, also clear commands to us, which ask us to act, while we, of course, contribute to that so that the Lord Jesus Christ can come back. This applies, of course, to every single church member. Each of us is a member of the body of Christ. And each of us was also called to the church for a very special reason. Let us all use our potential, which God has given us, to do our part in the work. Let us all help that all the bad things that are currently happening in this world, which is still ruled by Satan, will come to an end very soon. Have the events of this year woken us up? Have they made us seriously participate in the work that God has asked us to do? Have we all become aware this year that time, meanwhile, has become very short? If not, then we should better change this quickly. For all creation is waiting for us, it says in Romans 8, verse 19, so that the kingdom of God will finally rise above this earth. What did we experience this year at this festival, which was quite different from all the others that we had celebrated before? Our brothers and sisters from the USA and Canada were not able to celebrate the feast together with us this year. Travel restrictions and many other senseless and overdrawn political decisions have prevented this. This too should have made it definitely clear to us that we have come very close to the end. But all this does not happen without a reason. Jesus Christ has also informed us about this and taught us exactly what will happen. Let us go to Matthew 24, verse 9. Matthew 24, verse 9. And here we read, "Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake." So many measures have been taken in the past few months to outlaw church meetings. It has been forbidden to sing, to gather, and all sorts of laws are being passed that make it more and more criminal to speak out the truth. It be in worldly, political, or other matters. Or especially when it comes to religious matters, when it comes to speak out God's word unadulterated and without holding anything back. What will happen after this festival? Why did Christ give us this warning? Terrible times lie ahead of us. Let's not kid ourselves. Jesus then told us in Matthew 24, verse 10. Matthew 24, verse 10. "And then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another." Dear brethren, let us be aware of the evil dark future. But let us also always remember the wonderful times we had during this festival and also during all the previous encounters. Let us not be fooled into thinking that we are too weak or that none of this is worth it. Satan will try more and more to destroy us in the future. Let us remember the warnings of our Savior Jesus Christ, for he gave them to us so that we might have hope, so that we can become strong. But what is hope? What is the hope we must have? What is promised to us if we hold out until the end? In Revelation 20, verse 1 to 3, you don't have to go there. I read it. "Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold of the dragon, that serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. And he cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal on him, so that he should deceive the nations no more." And we also read in Psalm 2, you don't have to go there. "The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. Yet I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion. Blessed are all those who put their trust in him." When this happens, and our King Jesus Christ will sit on the throne of David in Jerusalem, in the holy city, in the holy land of Israel, it will be said, and we read this together now in Isaiah 2, verses 3 till 4. Isaiah 2, verses 3 till 4. "Many people shall come and say, come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we shall walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations, and rebuke many people. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore." If all this will happen in the near future, and we have made it to that point, we will live as a part of the God family in eternity with Jesus Christ and his Father in the kingdom of peace of the God family. At the end, let us read a wonderful scripture together, which should motivate us all to follow this short path together, hopefully and in deepest love for each other. In Revelation 21, verse 3 till 5. Revelation 21, verses 3 till 5. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with man, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Then he who sat on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. Continuing in Revelation 22, verses 3 till 4. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. They shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. What a wonderful future awaits us if we remain faithful in the difficult times ahead and follow God's way consistently. If we consistently and uncompromisingly follow what Jesus Christ has told us to do, then he says and promises us the following, and we read this together once again in Revelation 22, verse 7. Jesus Christ says, Behold, I am coming quickly. And so, finally, it remains to be said, as what is said by John in Revelation 22, verse 20, Amen. So, come, Lord Jesus.